You're listening to SBS News.
This was the moment proceedings in Donald Trump's second impeachment trial began in the United States Senate.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the article of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, former President of the United States.
Mr. Trump is charged with inciting last month's deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol building and is the first president to be tried in the Senate after leaving office. The Democrats serving as prosecutors opened their case by showing a 13-minute video montage of the former president's speech to a crowd of supporters on the 6th of January, interspersed with clips of the mob's violence and destruction.
Today I will lay out just some of the evidence proving that we won this election and we won it by a landslide. This was not a close election. And after this, we're going to walk down and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Yeah!
Let's take the Capitol.
Let's take the Capitol.
When the video concluded, it was silent in the chamber. Many of the senators who were sitting as jurors on Mr. Trump's impeachment trial witnessed the violence firsthand. Jamie Raskin is leading the prosecution as House impeachment manager. He recounted his memories of events on the 6th of January, saying he'll never forget the sound of rioters pounding on the door of the chamber.
People died that day. Officers ended up with head damage and brain damage. People's eyes were gouged. An officer had a heart attack. An officer lost 3 fingers that day. 2 officers have taken their own lives. Senators, this cannot be our future. This cannot be the future of America. We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government and our institutions because they refuse to accept the will of the people under the Constitution of the United States.
Mr. Ruskin says Donald Trump is unequivocally responsible for the attack on the Capitol. He says if the Senate doesn't vote to convict him, future presidents would create a new January exception that allows them to break the law without consequence in the last month of their term.
Their argument is that if you commit an impeachable offense in your last few weeks in office, you do it with constitutional impunity. You get away with it. In other words, conduct that would be a high crime and misdemeanor in your first year as president, and your second year as president, and your third year as president, and for the vast majority of your 4th year as president, you can suddenly do in your last few weeks in office without facing any constitutional accountability at all.
Bruce Castor is leading Donald Trump's defense team. He argued that only a sitting president can face an impeachment trial, saying the House manager's case exceeds jurisdiction because Mr. Trump has already been removed from office by the US people.
If we go down the road that my very worthy adversary here, Mr. Raskin, asks you to go down, the floodgates will open. The political pendulum will shift one day. This chamber and the chamber across the way will change one day, and partisan impeachments will become commonplace.
He also says that a small group of criminals, not the former president, are responsible for the violence.
Let's understand why we are really here. We are really here because the majority in the House of Representatives does not want to face Donald Trump as a political rival in the future. That's the real reason we're here.
Each side had 2 hours to make its case before the Senate voted on the constitutionality of holding a full impeachment trial.
On this vote, the ayes are 56, the nays are 44, and pursuant to S.R.S. 47, the Senate having voted in the affirmative on the foregoing question, the Senate shall proceed with the trial as provided under the provisions of that resolution.
Republican Senators Susan Collins, Bill Cassidy, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, Ben Sasse, and Pat Toomey all broke ranks and voted with the Democrats. But that's still well short of the 17 needed in the final vote for conviction and to potentially disqualify Donald Trump from running for public office again. Opening arguments from the impeachment managers will begin tomorrow, after which Mr. Trump's lawyers are expected to mount their defence. Amy Hall, SBS News.